give me the flats at dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah.
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man.
I got one.
Oh, damn, I got him.
You got it.
I got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Good Monday evening, everybody. I am the host of the new named Redfish Chuck Show. Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. I'd like to welcome my co-host to the show this evening. We're going to try this out for a while and see how this works out. One Mr. Alan Ryland. How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Chilling. I think between my kidneys, my liver, my pancreas, and everything else inside me is recovering nicely from this weekend's festivities in Jacksonville. goodness. And then also too calling in, I believe, is Mr. Rob DeVore.
Good evening.
How are you, sir?
Very well, very tired, but well.
Nice. Did everything go good for you this weekend with Operation Film Mike?
Yeah.
Good deal.
Got a lot of good footage, but not quite enough for a trailer yet. So it's going really good, though.
Good.
Some of the video stuff is really top. And he's awesome, man. We had a good time. We were probably on the water more than you guys.
Yeah, I promise you that you were.
We got out of here. We were on the water at like 7:30 on Saturday, and we were out till like 4. And we got up yesterday way early at like 5. We were on the water by 7. Yesterday, out till about noon. So it was good. Had a lot of good stuff. Weather was kind of a drag, really windy, and that means we had to go to some places that aren't really fishy. But it was good.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm glad everything worked out for you on your side, because we definitely didn't have such luck in Jacksonville. But before we get to that, last week was a very interesting week for me. I got to go up to Flagler County and do a kind of a kayak presentation. I wouldn't really call it much of a seminar, but kayak presentation talking about the growth of the sport and why kayaks are so cool and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So it was awesome. I was the guest speaker for the Flagler Sport Fishing Club, a great group of people. They had a great turnout, man. I mean, it was probably one of the largest audiences I've spoken to before, and they had great questions. I mean, heck, I think I spoke for about 45 minutes, about an hour, and I think I had about that same amount of time in questions. So it was a really, really good time. I believe they enjoyed it. They want me to come back again, so that was really cool. Little did I know I was going to walk away with a whole bunch of swag from the event. They gave me one of their club microfiber shirts and a captain's bag full of stuff. It was awesome. And, great group of people, like I said, man. And those people, they're fired up about fishing. In fact, they have a tournament this weekend, kayak tournament this weekend. So if you want any more information on that, you can go to their Facebook page, the Flagler Sport Fishing Club. Pick up all the information on that. It's definitely one not to miss. I know that the guys are working really hard trying to put a good one on. The thing about it is they're trying to figure out how to do kayak tournaments, because this is their first one they've ever done. And they didn't realize that it is kind of important for some of us to do CPR style. So this will be a a kill tournament, but next year's tournament will not be a kill tournament. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, that's cool. It happens. Yeah, check them out, man. A great, like I say, great group of folks, man. Got a really cool thing going on up there. So, let's see, that was, I think, Wednesday. Thursday was prep time to try and get things together for Jacksonville this weekend for the Jax Classic. Friday had a little thing to do for the boy with the Brevard County School Board. And right after that meeting was over with, I was able to jump on the road and drive through the perils of the tropical depression that was never named, which seems to happen to us at least once every 2 years. I think I passed at least a dozen wrecks on 95 and away from Brevard County to Jacksonville, including a semi-truck that was jackknifed in the trees. Never seen that before. So it was definitely interesting. And when I finally got to Chris Sensi's house from Slayer, Inc., by the way, thank you very much, Chris and Baleen, for your warm hospitality while we were there. I was ready for a drink, and I was ready to hang out with Alan and Pepe and Wade and a bunch of other guys from our Space Coast Kayaking group. And I definitely needed a beverage, so I was white-knuckling it there for a while on 95. But so before we get into all of the fun-filled festivities from this weekend, and the tournament that was the one of the more interesting tournaments I think I've ever fished as far as location, not really knowing what to do while we're up there, and so on and so forth. Want to talk to y'all a little bit about tonight, what's going on with the show. I don't know if some of you guys, I guess some of you guys may have seen, I'm going to start doing a couple prize packs every now and again. Well, probably one prize pack a night. And this tonight's prize pack is brought to you by Slayer Inc. Lures. I talked with Chris Sensi tonight, and we discussed, you know, maybe possibly putting on a little deal, or maybe we'll send folks to his Facebook page, and you have to answer a question of some sort. And the first person to answer the question on his Facebook page will win the the prize pack. So be prepared. If you're sitting at home and you're on your computer, you may want to open up a separate browser window so you can have your Facebook page open, or have your Facebook open and get ready to go to his page. You have to go to the Slayer Inc. Lures page, not Chris Sensi's personal page. If you don't like his page, you may want to go ahead and do so. This way here, it's one less step that you have to do when it comes time for you to go and answer the question. So then we'll get to that a little bit later on. Real quick, just want to say hello to everybody who's in the chat room. We got 51 Beach Bum, Big Fly Reels joining us. What's up, brother? That's awesome. I haven't seen a Big Fly Reel around in my show for a while, so I definitely appreciate you joining us. Chris Johnson, Fishing for Reds. Let's see, Fishing Florida Radio. That's Steve Chapman. Chuck Allen, thanks, buddy. We got some guests in there too. Hammerhead, Greg Crisp, Hater A. That's got it. Yeah. All right. What's up, brother? Wade's in the house. We got Keith Howard in the house. We got Paul DeBrose in the house, and Pepe is there. Let's see, who else? My thing's being a little slow reading English. We got a number of folks in there tonight. Spazzy, what's up, brother? P. Morris. Tommy Head Jigs. What's going on, brother? And Yak Chum. Very cool. So, let me start by saying that the Jacksonville Classic was like it was like nothing I've ever seen before. Didn't really know what to expect. We showed up there, what, Alan, around like 2 o'clock, 2:15 to set up for the Slayer?
Yeah, about 2:30 set up the booth. Yeah, there was already a huge crowd there and got bigger. That was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it just kept growing and growing and growing. And the room we were in was pretty big. And I thought it was a little too big until we ended up without any seats. There was standing room only there towards the end of the night. But I'm looking at the Jackson the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Classic stats. 429 anglers registered. Of that, 403 fished. $35,000 plus was raised for charity.
Wow.
Down Syndrome Association of Jacksonville and Heroes on the Water. I can tell you, just by doing the simple math in my head, that when you sell a deck of cards for $20 a card to raffle off, you know, kayaks, you know, that's crazy how much money they raised for that. I think they raffled off about $6,000 worth of boats, if not more. Trying to do the math in my head while we were walking around looking at them. What did they raffle off? They raffled off a Hobie, an Outback, right? A blue Outback. They raffled off a boat board, a new canoe, a Malibu, a custom Malibu, in fact, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. All kinds of stuff. Some of us bought raffle tickets, and those of us that did, it seemed like pretty much everybody at our table that bought raffle tickets won something between the 2 days. Oh, yeah, that's a raffle off Native Slayer. Thank you. The Jackson Sup wasn't raffled off. That was a prize for the biggest trout. But anyhow, yeah, it was awesome, man. I won like four times, I think, in the raffle. Like I won like a whole entire bag full of Scotty stuff, a rod and reel combo, and a Wang anchor, something else, I forget what, but it was awesome. Rock, paper, scissors was done once again by our boy from Native. Woody rocked the rock, paper, scissors, no pun intended. Yeah, that was cool, wasn't it?
Oh, it was way fun. I mean, we had a blast. The captain's meeting, and then the night of, which I was a little bit upset because I did not know that you could carry over your raffle tickets to the following night, so I did not bring mine. And probably was one of the ones they called where somebody was not in attendance, but... Oh, well, it happens.
Okay. What was interesting, they had, yeah, that's right, Paul DeBro won Coast of 580s.
Coasters,
yep. That was pretty awesome. Let's see. What am I trying to do here? Austin, do me a favor, brother. Post up the dates for the Emily tournament, please. So yeah, we've got a whole lot of stuff going on, man. Well, we had a whole lot of stuff going on, I should say. The booth over there at the Slayer Inc. booth was busy almost the entire time we were there. That was really cool. And then, you know, they had beer for sale, which is always good. $2 cans. I think all that money went to the charity stuff as well. And then, so yeah, it was fun, man. We had a great time. I mean. It was like a boondoggle in the sense that it was so many people. There were so many people there that we saw, that we've known, right? That we've known from all over the place, and to bring them all together, it was really cool. I'm kind of bummed on myself right now because I can't remember the name of the company that was there giving away all the extra captain's bags. Who was that?
I think it was Kai. Oh, man, I can't remember now. Kayakfishing.com or something like that.
Kayak
bag.
Like kayak, something like
yeah,
that.
Something.
Oh, well. Anybody else remember? Kayak Fishing Supplies. Yep, thank you, brother.
Kayak, yep, kayakfishingsupplies.com.
That's
the bag right here.
For those of you that didn't go to the tournament, when you walked up to register, not only did you get the captain's bag full of all kinds of cool stuff, including boomerang snips and all kinds of things, that you also got a Columbia T-shirt or, you know, long sleeve Michael Phelps shirt.
Yep.
You got a Costa visor, and a, you know, just a ton of stuff. And then for those of you that walked through and went over and talked to the guys from Tag Fishing Supplies, he gave you an additional captain's bag with a few nice items, including a nice shirt. So, man, we made out like bandits. I think that you got your money's worth just as a bags, you know, bags full of stuff as far as your entry fee is concerned. But let me cut from that real quick so I don't forget. September 14th, mark it on your calendars. I know it's a little bit away, but September the 14th, you guys need to come on down to Titusville, Florida. We're going to be having, Kaiser Vo will be hosting the Help Emily Now tournament for the Rouse family. So if you want more information, go to www.helpemilynow.org and check that out. So, but yeah, crazy captain's bags for sure. It was nuts. So captain's meeting was over. We packed up the player rank stuff and. We decided to go do some pre-fishing.
Pre-fishing
and went to this little dive bar. I don't even remember the name of it. It was whatever. It doesn't matter. And have a couple drinks. St. Nick's. Thank you, brother. And God, he's on it. But went over to St. Nick's and got our drink on. And I didn't know it. Thanks, Jess. Jess told me it's a family show. Didn't realize it, but Alan Rylan is a country music star in the making.
Yeah, okay.
Alan sang George Strait's Fireman and owned it. it was awesome. And for some reason, I can't share your video on Facebook, but everybody was able to share mine. So, yeah, I'm going to have to figure out how to download it and, you know, edit it and put it up or something, because the world needs to know your abilities there, brother.
Yeah, all right.
So, yeah. So anyway.
Yours was good. I think our duet was the best, though. That was awesome.
The duet was a lot of fun. We were saying Islands in the Stream and no kidding. Whatever. Anyway, it was a lot of fun, needless to say. And it got to the point to where it was like, all right, I think it's time to go home. So we went back and crashed. Woke up in the morning, decided not to get up super early, hit the water. It was we got out there pretty decent, right? It was like 9:30 because Pepe and Wade had to have live bait, so you know Alan and I drove completely out of our way to go make sure that we can do that for you guys. And Pepe's like, I need 5 dozen mud minnows. Ridiculous. And so anyhow, we get to the water, it's rough, wind's blowing. I mean, it's blowing a gale. It's stupid. It was like, what do you think? It was sustained. It had to be sustained.
30 plus.
30. Yeah. And then there was gusts that were over that. And, you know, I didn't have much of an issue with it in the pro angler, but I can tell you that, Pepe, I would have caught that flounder if we'd have been there earlier. Yeah. Okay. So, in my opinion, Jacksonville, under those types of conditions, is a pretty cool place. I would like to say that it's a lot harder to fish than what I would have thought. Because I figured we work the edges of the grass, right, and then move on in and you know, try and find some oyster bars, which are submerged, by the way, by, you know, several feet of water. So in order to find them, you pretty much have to know where they're at, and good luck with that. So it was pretty piss poor performance by the Space Coast guy. I think the guys that were in that one position. I think Wade's the only one that caught anything. That was a 13-inch trout.
Yeah, Wade. Yeah. Judd got a couple.
I lost two fish, mystery fish. I have no idea what they were. And I know that you caught 3 reds and 4 trout, really? Oh, hell, you live there, man. That don't count. Judd walked over and, I mean, paddled over, and he actually told me, you know, anchor up here and just cast over there. And I did for a second, and I'm, you know, I'm like, you know, squirrel! And I had to go look for something else to do. So, let's see. We need a trout and a fowl. There you go. Well, good job. Alan, you missed a flounder, didn't you?
Yeah, I had one flounder come up and I was throwing one of the spinners, and I had a flounder right when I was bringing it up to the boat, just got it to the surface to pull it out and make another cast, and I had a small flounder take a swipe at it, missed it, so I threw a few more times and, you know, couldn't get it to pick it back up. But what, and I know you remember because you saw me do it, but what was humbling that I'm not used to fishing our, you know, foot and a half of water was, I thought, you know, I'll stand up so I can work these grass edges, maybe feed back into some of the flooded stuff. And I stood up, got my 8-foot parking pole, went to push one time, and I felt the bottom about probably 2 feet deep. And then it commenced to sinking another 6 foot into the mud, I think, because my hands hit the water. So I very carefully sat back down, put the parking pole away, and picked up my paddle and kept fishing. So, yeah, that was way different from what I'm used to. But, you know, it looked good, though.
Yeah, I wish I had my camera. I watched you start to stand up. And I'm thinking to myself, in fact, I think I told Wade, watch this, Alan's going to fall in. Because I knew what you were going to do. And I figured that you were just going to, like, go to push off the bottom and just, you know, it was just going to go.
With it, yep.
Yeah. And when I saw your hands just keep going down, it was pretty bad. But, you know, in that one spot where me and Judd were at, in that one point, the bottom was actually pretty firm.
I definitely picked the wrong spot, because back around that point when I was towards you guys, it was good, not hard bottom, but a lot of oysters and stuff, and I probably could have done it, but by that point I was scared, so I didn't try.
Yeah, well, there you go. Excuse me, Judd just said it was a shell bar that where we were at, but so little did I know, Jameson Redding?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jameson Redding and Drew Gregory were working their way towards us from an opposite direction. We almost crossed paths, apparently. But who we did cross paths with first thing in the morning was the Cabler brothers, Eddie and his brother DJ, who turned out to be the big winners of the event, who got to the spot where we fished a little bit earlier than, much earlier than we did. And about 3 hours earlier, no big deal. And, you know, it was what it was, but, pretty cool to know that we were at least in the spot where the biggest slam of all times for this tournament was caught. It'd have been nice to have done something there as well, but you know, it is what it is. Melita warned us. What'd she warn us about? I missed that part. Somebody said Melita warned us.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. The only person that warned me about anything was Chris warned us about not staying in bed. So, you know, that was pretty much it. But, you know, it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. And, yeah. So let's get real quick. Let's go over some of these placings in case you guys haven't heard or seen it or whatever. I think probably one of the more interesting points for this was the size of the slam and the unique conditions in which it was caught as far as the weather was concerned. All of these fish were caught on a gold spinner bait with a black and chartreuse DOA cow tail. First place slam was Eddie Cabler, right? Gabler?
Yeah, Cabler.
Yeah, there you go. Redfish at 29.3 inches, a trout at 22.5 inches, and a flounder at 23.4 inches, giving him a total of 75.2 inches for the slam, which apparently destroyed Roger Bump's old record.
Him and the second place guy broke it. Second place guy had
Arun Ramalingam.
Yeah.
That's the middle deal. That was a 26.8-inch redfish, a 24.4-inch trout, and a 22-inch flounder, only missing it by 2 inches with 73.2 inches of fish. Notable mentions there, Blake Belts, a fellow Hobie Pro staffer with me, took fourth there with 60 inches. So it was good. I mean, even Drew Gregory, not knowing the area, Drew Gregory showed up and caught himself an 18-inch red, a 14-inch trout, and a 20-inch flounder for 52 inches and took ninth place in the slam, pretty cool.
He got fourth in the flounder, right?
Yeah, he did. He ended up with fourth place.
They gave him credit for it. Yeah, fourth place.
So that was pretty cool. The biggest redfish of the tournament was caught and surprisingly not by somebody from the Nixon family, right? I mean, you can't ever count out the Nixons. In fact, Micah caught the largest redfish for the tournament at 33.25 inches in 40 foot of water, he says. So that gave him top redfish honors for the tournament, which also gave him the top junior angler for the tournament. So congratulations to Micah. That's awesome, man. His daddy, Mr. Drew, came in eighth place for overall redfish with a 26-inch fish. So that was pretty awesome. Biggest flounder, DJ Gabler, came in first with the 24.9-inch flounder. Biggest trout was Robert Altman, Jr., with 24.8-inch trout. Fly angler was Chris James. Lady angler was Patty Green. And senior angler was Frank Gregg, the mayor of Chickapit, Rory Gregg's daddy. And good stuff, man. There was something else, too. Hold on. Family Cup. The Cabler family won the Family Cup. And the HP's Best Dang Tackle Box, which I guess that's part of the the awards. I don't know how that falls into the awards, but it was a raffle thing, was it not?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, that was a raffle thing.
You had to buy a card, didn't you?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you buy a card out of a deck of cards, and they tear it in half. And then Kane Sieg, I guess is how you pronounce that last name, won the Best Dang Tackle Box, which literally had like 50 pounds worth of lures and stuff in it. So that was pretty awesome.
A duffel bag.
Yeah, big, huge duffel bag full of stuff. But good time had by all, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good time. Very good time. Jacksonville was definitely cool. I'd like to go back and do it again when the weather's a little bit more fishable, or do some flood tide stuff in the fall. Be cool.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Let's see, real quick, man. I'm going to hit a little commercial spot that I found on here earlier. Give me just a second to gather my thoughts as we move along here. This is an Orca cooler spot done by one Mr. Steve Chapman.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
Excellent. Orca coolers, American made, gotta love it. Okay, I was corrected, my bad. Apparently, it was a raffle, and the way that it worked is that for that tackle bag is that you had to bring something, one of your favorite lures, and put it in the bag. And if you did that, then they gave you a ticket. So, cool. That works. There you go. Throw in a lure and get a ticket. Which isn't a bad idea. You know, we should probably roll that into some of our events that we have here.
Cool.
Like the Troutzilla tournament. Would you like to talk about that for a second there, Mr. Allen?
Yep, not a problem. Moving right along, we got like 50, I think right now I'm at 57 people that have accepted the Facebook request, which, you know, that doesn't mean that that's as many people that are fishing. Christina Bumgarner with Cars Park is taking reservations. Don't forget there's camping available. You can camp out. There's water spots. Most of the water spots have full hookup, power, water, everything. I think just about most of the place does. There's some primitive camping there too. But one of the cool things is with this tournament, we're doing a cash payout plus prizes. And the breakdown as it stands right now is, now this is based on $1,000 of entry fees, meaning we would have to, it's $25 per entry fee, so whatever that math is, I think it's like however many people, it's not a whole lot, but if we get $1,000 in entry fees total, first place for largest trout will pay out at $350. Second place will be $250, third place will be $200, fourth place is $100. Fifth is 60, and sixth place will pay out $40 plus prizes. Now, I don't know if we're going to do prizes all the way down to sixth, but definitely at least first through third, we'll get cash payout plus prizes. We got the print, the Prowler by Mike Boehner, which is the actually the print that's on the flyer. Really cool print. Tons of other stuff. We got Slayer Inc., Kayaks by Bo, Strike Zone Melbourne, Harry Goods, Tommy Head Jigs, Tack Webs, Mike Lortigo is going to throw some stuff in. Bending Branches sent us a Angler Ace paddle, which is one of their, I believe, $150, $160 paddles, some swag. What else have I got? I got a bunch of other stuff, too. Oh, I've got an artist. His name slips my mind right now, but he does he's a custom wood carving artist. And he is going to custom carve a sea trout as one of the prizes for the tournament. So I know I posted it to the site. If anybody wants to check it out and see the work the guy does, it's pretty amazing. So we're going to have a lot of good stuff. So we'll have the captain's meeting that Friday night, May 17th at 7 p.m. We weren't able to work anything out. I know a couple of people have asked if we're going to have food. We have not been able to work anything out for food. Cars Park will open up the beer keg area they've got. They will sell beer. At this point, we're not going to do any food. Really don't have time to set that part of it up. But the tournament itself looks like it's going to be a big success. So hopefully the weather cooperates. But
boom.
Moving right along. So
did you see that? Did you see that in the chat room there?
No, I did not.
Steve Chapman just said that he can give up one of the Sabeel prize packs as a giveaway or prize, whatever you want.
I see that.
$105 in lures in one package.
Wow. Very cool, Steve. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I will be calling in Saturday to talk about the tournament. I know he said I could call in and give it a little plug on their show. So I appreciate that. That's cool. So maybe calling in from the water, hopefully, if the weather's permitting. But I will do that. Thanks, man.
That's awesome. Fish Report Radio, in case you guys don't know and you live underneath a rock, those guys are very good friends of ours here at Kayak Fishing Radio. They're all about helping us out, even with the boondoggle and everything else we got going on. Steve Chapman, Mike Ortigo, and Boudreaux, they're on every Saturday morning from 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock. You can catch them on iHeartRadio at 7:40 The Game. 740thegame.com, or you can listen on the terrestrial radio for them as well in your local sports channel like 740 The Game here in Orlando. Killer. That's awesome, man. And I know that what?
Real quick, I forgot. Talk to Alex Gorichki, Local Lions Charters. He's going to donate a half-day trip for two for the youth division. So if the you know, whoever wins the youth division of the tournament will get a half-day charter for two with Captain Alex, which is great. The guy knows this area like the back of his hand, no motor zone, Indian River, Banana River Lagoon. So he called me today, said he would throw that in. So that's another really cool thing we got going for the youth side of the thing. So forgot to mention that one.
Awesome. And just so everybody knows, this is a open bait tournament as well.
Yep.
So feel free if you want to cast that PMO, if you shrimp, whatever you want to do, it's open. So
almost left out Lenny too, Black Dog Custom Rods. Can't forget him. I know Peppy might want to try to fish to win a Black Dog rod after what happened at the Jacksonville thing. I'll leave it at that. Sorry, buddy.
No, hey, I'll throw him under the bus right now. So we'll go into that story. You guys know I love to do that. On our way back in from fishing on Saturday, the wind, hold on, let me back up. Basically, we launched in what was a drainage ditch. And the drainage ditch was almost dry when we got back from all the wind blowing the water out or whatever. So, I'm kind of cruising along in the Hobie. You know, it's not very fast, right? Alan, it's not that quick.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Anyway, I'm cruising along, and I, like, blow past everybody in the Hobie, and I pull up to the spot, and I pull my fins out of the water, and I get ready to get up in the shallows, and I didn't realize it was that shallow. And Peppy should have took warning when I ran into the ground. But, you know, he come flying in his Slayer, and went to kind of shoot right into the gap there and ran aground himself. And when he did, one of his rods barely hanging over the side, and the lure caught the grass, which spun it all the way around and snapped it off, broke the rod. So I know it hurt his feelings. He acted like
he was cussing in Spanish.
What did you say?
He was cussing in Spanish, I think. I don't know what he was saying, but it wasn't good.
Yeah, snapped it in half, and he put on a big boy face and didn't show that it hurt his feelings, and you know, it was I don't know, man, I'd have been cussing, I'd have been pissed, but yeah, it was a good time. Like I said, have all. I think even when we got to the award ceremony, you know, we're all just having such a good time being around each other, you know, hanging out with Paul and everybody. Unfortunately, we had an incident where one of our friends, their vehicle got broke into up there at Jacksonville, and, you know, that always puts a damper on things, but, it's going to be a lot of fun, going forward and looking forward to trying to promote our own tournaments as we're going to do over at Cars Park. But also too, I really want to try and put together a few through Kayaks by Bow and also through the KBB Outfitters once we get that opened up. So I think I learned a lot watching the shenanigans go down at this last one, as far as, you know, how they handled everything and, you know, took care of everybody with the captain's bags and things like that. I think we should give it a go. Not to do anything like that on that scale, because I just don't think I can pull it off, but they just have, like, cool little local tournaments. What do you think?
What's that? Sorry, I was typing it up.
No worries.
Think about what?
You fail.
I was replying to somebody, sorry.
Good God. What was I going to say? Moving forward from that tournament, like I said, this week, man, this is May. It's like a busy month for tournaments. We definitely have to go and try and show some support to the folks up in Flagler County. Those guys really want to try and get a decent following, a decent, you know, group of anglers up there to fish this tournament. And from what I saw at a meeting, it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of them that were actually group members that kayak fish. So if you want an opportunity to at least compete on a much smaller scale than over 400 anglers, this tournament may be the one to get up there and try and take advantage of the situation. So, and you can fish it in the Mosquito Lagoon up in the north end. So it's not too bad. I was going to say, oh, so with all this rain that we've gotten over the last couple of days, or weeks, I should say, it's been raining pretty good nonstop, it seems. The canals are flowing. All the ditches are moving. Water's pouring into the river. Not that we need any more freshwater intrusion in the river than what we already have, but I'm thinking it should get it pretty fired up around here, man. Definitely wanting to go and try and do some scouting around by some of the culvert pipes that I know of up and down the refuge and see what's hanging out outside. What do you think about that?
Yeah, heck yeah. That's a good idea. Hopefully the water's not going to be dirtied up, but I heard from when I talked to Alex today, he said the water had come up down here too. I know, you know, my wife said while we were gone we didn't get a whole lot of rain here, but I think everything just kind of flows into each other, so I guess it's brought it up a little bit here too. But yeah, I mean, that's definitely an option if the wind is blowing again this weekend like it has been. I think every weekend I'm not working, so I'm down with it.
And then also too, I saw that our boy Nikki D posted up a video from a guy down in South Florida that went out and was catching some black fin tunas. We're definitely trying to plan one of those trips at some point during the summer. I'm anxious to go and do that. I see that Justin's excited about the beach conditions. That guy is like Playland Beach happy. So hopefully, brother, hopefully the ocean will be calm enough for you to get out there here in the next couple of weeks. Be interesting to see what's off the beach right now. I don't know if the bait's moved in or not. I haven't heard. So we'll find out here in the next couple of days, I guess, from some of the reports coming in from guys who are fishing in the boats off the beaches. Yeah. So listen, we got 26 people that are in the chat room right now. So we're going to go ahead and do this thing for the prize pack. So, if you listened in the top of the show, you heard me talk about the situation we got working with Slayer Ink Lures. Basically, Chris Sensi and I talked this morning or this afternoon, and he agreed that he would be willing to be the sponsor of the prize packs for the Redfish Truck Show. And the way this is going to work is the first person to go to the Slayer Ink Lures Facebook page and answer a question correctly. The question I will give you here shortly. So I think Judd pretty much isn't allowed to answer questions, nor should Pepsi or I or even you do this, because we're kind of on, you know, that level. I mean, I think all of us have kind of an unlimited supply of Slayer baits. But if you want to try to win this prize pack, you should go to, yeah, Judd, dang it, whatever. Drive over to his house and just raid his stuff. Can't answer, pro staff. Steve Chat, that's awesome. all right, here's the question. What is the legal limit, size limit, and bag limit for redfish in Jacksonville? Go. There you go. And I'm not watching it, so what's going to happen is Chris will find who the first person in comments with the right answer would be. And then, I mean, as Facebook works, when you answer, you'll be the first person to pop up. That person will win the prize pack. You will message the Slayer Ink Company there on Facebook your address, and they will send you out a prize pack. So there you go. Dunzo. Yep. So there you go. But speaking of Slayer Ink Lures and all this stuff, it's starting to get kind of dirty in parts of the river. The water's starting to chocolate milk up a little bit. So there was a lot of discussion I heard at the tournament about guys discussing whether or not they should have thrown white or should have thrown black, or they should have thrown, you know, this color or that color because of the water conditions, which I'll be honest with you. I was kind of surprised that the water wasn't dirtier than what it was.
Yeah, wasn't bad.
So, Yeah, it was interesting. Well, Justin won. We already know that, or no?
No, I didn't. I didn't see him post nothing. I think Joe was messing with him.
All right. Well, either way, Justin should win anyway since he got all his stuff stolen. Sucks. you know what? In fact, Justin, I got a little. I'll put together a little something for you, buddy. Because I feel bad that you lost all your gear, some crackhead. But what's your thought on that, Alan? What's your thought on plastic color for different water conditions? And Rob, are you still with me?
No, I think he's. I don't see him on there anymore.
No, he's still. No, never mind. You're right. What's your theory on that?
You know what? I still. I don't know. I still actually. I used to throw some of the electric chicken when the water would dirty up. Electric chicken. Couple new colors that actually Slayer has out right now that I think would be real good. One I don't know if I should mention yet. I don't think it's been released yet, but I'm sure that'll be a great color for dirty water. It was one that we used the day of the tournament. So I won't steal the thunder of that rollout on that color if it's not been released yet, but that'd be a good one. But anything I think in the glow, anything like that, just something that stands out. I tell you what, one thing that I would probably say never used, at least in saltwater fishing, other than when my bass fishing days, was the spinner baits, the gold spinner. I know I wanted to try one of the inline spinners. I didn't get a chance to get one of those, but I think I'm going to start trying to. And I know Pepe was talking about this the other day too. Was started to try some of the spinners around here. I know they probably won't be real effective in the grass or in shallower water, but I think something with a little flash, once that water starts turning up, just to get their attention. And of course, anything in the lighter colors, stuff like that, but definitely starting to, kind of try some spinners out, spinner baits.
So you're going to try out some spinners?
I think I'm wanting to. I got a couple, so give them a shot.
Yeah. I've never bought into the whole color thing, personally. It's not really my thing. But Lenny, Black Dog Custom Rods, just joined us. What's up, brother? I'll tell you what, actually. With Eddie winning the tournament on black and chartreuse, fishing in somewhat dirty water, I fished the Hunt for Reds a couple of years back and caught a red with, I think it had 9 spots during that tournament. And I saw a shadow laying in the sand hole, threw to it, and I threw a all-black gulp jerk shad. And to say that the fish hit it without any hesitation is kind of an understatement. When I pulled the bait near the pothole, it, like, porpoised on it. I mean, it needed to kill it. It was crazy. So maybe there is something to using darker colors in dark water, lighter colors in light water. I don't know. But, at the same time, I pretty much just throw chicken off the chain, one of my favorite baits in all water conditions. Molting, of course. I love molting color. I mean, I'll throw molting 365 days out of the year because I think it really imitates a lot of the prey items that the fish feed on here in this region. There's some other colors I saw, like the pepper death. I'd like to try and throw that a little bit more, something like that. Gold finger, finger, whatever. So, we should leave it to the Cuban. That's great. It's I guess each is on everyone's their own preference. But I will tell you one thing that I love throwing all these baits on jig heads. And I used to throw all my jerk shads on weedless hooks. But as you guys have heard me talk about in shows past, I'm pretty much over the weedless hooks. Because I tend to lose way too many fish on them. I don't know what the deal is with that. But you know, it's definitely a problem. Have you noticed that at all, Alan?
Yeah, I've been, you know, the same thing. I've been using a lot of the stuffed rig weedless, and, you know, I think I'd probably, the reason I've been losing some fish, that, and I, like, you know, I use, I think, a little bit light of, you know, too light of an action rod, so I know, you know, with some of the TFOs I just recently got, I've gone to a heavier, you know, more stout rod. I just opened myself up for Lenny to bash me for the rod thing, but anyway, but yeah, I mean, I've, you know, going to start using, I think, a little bit more open hook stuff, jig heads. I know you got, I've seen you use a lot of jig heads, and outfish me on a very rare occasion, but, you know, same thing.
Yeah.
You caught that.
I did catch that. That was pretty good. What,
you're right.
Yeah, what was awesome is it was a couple trips ago. No, actually, it was a bunch of trips ago. That day when you lost that red, weren't you using a weedless hook that day?
Yep, sure was.
Yeah, see, perfect example. Here you go.
Yeah.
The argument of weedless hooks versus jig heads. Alan and I were drifting alongside each other out in the motor zone. He threw way up ahead of us, hooked a fish, and lost it. Came back without the plastic. The plastic was gone. Ripped the plastic right off the hook. And as we're drifting down to it, later, Steve Chapman, appreciate it, man. Thank you for your support with the tournament.
Yeah. Steve, thank you. I'll call in, buddy. Thanks.
But anyway, yeah, as we're drifting along, I had a jig head, a shad tail rigged on a jig head, SST, sorry, and I saw a redfish, and it looked like he was chewing on something. So I'm like, dude, I said it, didn't I? I said, dude, I bet you that's your fish. And
yeah,
I flipped to it, and we watched him eat it. And I ripped his face off and landed him with the jig head. And I gave it to Alan. Alan took it home, cleaned it. And when he cleaned it, lo and behold, inside of his belly region was his plastic he was fishing with. So, you know.
Something SSB in his stomach.
There you go. So, you know, lost a bunch of fish on that. Weedless owner hook, screw top 99.9% of the time, says Uno Moss. You know what? I'll tell you what. If Mr. Nixon says that that's what he's throwing, then I'm not gonna argue that it's an effective tool. For sure.
You, you see the collar holding, right? 904 area code collar. I think that would be Jacksonville area.
Let's see.
Not sure who that is.
Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
This is Nanny with Tail and Toads.
Listen to Danny. It was Tail and Toads calling in on the hotline.
I am, because I didn't know how else to chat. I went through everything. Everybody's trying to help me on Facebook. I told you, Chuck, that I would listen.
I wanted to let you guys know that,
it's awesome. It's awesome because I was at the event, obviously, and it's kind of like reliving it. It was a blast. But I wanted to let you know for the Topzilla tournament, I'd love to donate some Tail and Toad shields and fingerless fishing gloves for you guys.
Nice. Thank you.
You just need
Very
to let
cool.
me know how.
Thank you. Thank you. I can send you my address or whatever. I mean, I got stuff coming here, stuff coming to Chuck, stuff coming to Pepe, whatever's easier for you.
Well, Pepe's
cool.
part of my press staff, so whatever, I'll get in touch with Pepe, but I just wanted
That'll,
to be a part of it. I think it's
yeah,
going to be awesome.
Cool. Very
well, thank
cool.
Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Just
well, I'm
Pepe
stoked that I made the call when I actually am talking to you guys.
What's that?
I said I'm stoked that I actually made the call through and I'm talking to you guys.
Hey, no, we're stoked that you were able to figure it out.
I figured it out, and I didn't even have the app.
There you go. So, hey, real quick, why don't you, Manny, tell us what's going on with Tail and Toads. I know you had some pretty sweet new products there at the Jack's Classic, like especially that Redfish shield that I bought.
I do actually. I for those of you who don't know Tail and Toad, I'm all about skin protection and cancer, you know, skin cancer awareness. All of us that are in the sun all the time, I think it's super important, you know, to protect ourselves, obviously. But, you know, I fish tournaments with my husband, Chandler, and for me, I've been fishing since I was 3 years old. So, you know, I want to protect myself as much as I can. So, you know, I can't do the fingers in the gloves, and I can't do the cutoff fingers because in a tournament, for me, they just, I couldn't stand the smell, and they snagged on things and everything else. So I came up with a fingerless fishing glove where you can just kind of pop your thumb out and push the glove up on your wrist and rinse your hands off or tie your lures or whatever. You know, we don't do, all we use is artificial in our tournaments. And so it has a lot of functionality, not just 50, you know, UV protection. And so then I came up with the idea. I thought it would be kind of cool to have a matching shield. So basically, when you go, you can go on to tailandtoads.com and you can see how I did. I thought it would be neat to have gloves and a matching shield. So, you know, because we all like to look cool on the water. So anyway, and be protected as well. So it the new prints are redfish that I caught and a trout that I caught, and then and a real cool mahi that was lent to me, which is a wonderful picture. So I'm starting a new series, like a new eye series on the shields, and so you need to check it out. It's real cool. We got some neat flat bill and curved bill A-flex hats that just came in too that are microfiber and moisture wicking, and just kind of a cool, fun concept.
Nice. Now, Nick G wants to know if you're going to come out with a banana tailing toad shield.
A banana. Oh gosh, I've had for the Barbie stuff. I've had a lot of the Barbie rod challenge. I've had a lot of requests. I can't use trademark stuff. It has to be original things, I guess a banana
like
is original.
Like a chiquita banana without the chiquita.
Without the chiquita label on it. I mean, I could do a banana. Would you wear banana gloves?
No,
would you wear fingerless? See?
I wouldn't wear banana gloves. Yeah,
no.
Then of course, you got, if for those of you that aren't listening to the, or aren't in the chat room, you always have one in the group. You got Wade that steps up and says, banana hammock tailing toads.
Actually, you know, right now what I'm in the process of is expanding my line into actual skincare products. And I'm working with a couple people right now. All my products are made in the United States, but I'm coming out with, you know, we'll have the SPF, a high SPF rating sunscreen and all that kind of stuff too. So, you know, not chapstick, but lip balm, some kind of a tail and toad lip balm. And of course, it'll be green like a toad. And, you know, a lot of people wonder about the tail and toad's name, too. And obviously, we all know that redfish tail, they eat from the bottom. Their tail sticks out of the water, that hence the tail. And then, of course, when we fish tournaments, I don't know what, you know, in the kayak industry or kayak anglers, what you guys call a big old slot red, but what we call them are toads. So every time we're fishing a tournament, we snag one, my husband will scream, "That's a toad," you know, so that came out tail and toads.
Nice.
Cool.
I know. People look at my weird logo, but it works.
You know, I saw a couple of your shields going around, the face shields going around. I would assume it's new, the redfish pattern with the spots and everything. And I got to say, they look cool. They look really good.
Well, they are cool, and they're weaved in the. Thank you. They're weaved in the United States, which is one of very few shields or buffs or whatever buff is trademarked. But you know, face protection. They're one of the few that are made in the United States, and I'm really proud of that. All my products are made in the United States, and I think what a lot of people don't know too is that every single pair of gloves I make myself. I cut. So, make. And in the interim, I'm a mom, wife, and and an angler. So it's kind of cool. I don't have a sweatshop running anywhere. It's all done on my dining room table. You can ask Judd and Jess. They were just over here last night. They got to see my little operation. The house is overgrown with fabric.
Nice, nice. And I can imagine if it's anything like going over to Chris Senzi's house and the boxes and boxes of plastics and jig heads and everything else that litter the living room, I can imagine it'd be pretty crazy.
Well, yeah, it is pretty crazy. But speaking of Chris Senzi, you know, we did see his booth. We met Chris at Florida Pro in Titusville and his girlfriend. And my husband went over and he bought a something nipple.
Buttery nipple.
Oh, I'm telling you. He went out today and absolutely slayed it with that thing. So Slayer
nice.
Is an extremely appropriate name, and they had a great time. He went out with Judd, and they had a great time. And but that's an awesome bait, and actually first time we've ever tried Slayer products, because I do nothing but fish with Gold Spoon, and my husband is like topwater king. But most of our tournaments are on the other coast, on the Gulf. We have a house in Horseshoe Beach, so we kind of work that whole area from Homosassa down. So Titusville was a challenge for us, but it was neat to fish his bait, Chandler said, and he just nothing but, and he told me to be, you know, that it was a secret. So hopefully nobody who we fish against is listening. But yeah, killer bait, so we're stoked about it. He said he went through the whole bag, so now he's got to go get some more.
Yeah, it was actually kind of funny because of all the colors that that we had at Chris's house, that was the one color that didn't make it to the booth. So whether that's the...
Well, actually, he bought it. He must have bought it out of a box or something, because he bought it at the booth, but I think it was in a box. He was messing around over there with Judd, and I don't know. I mean, Chandler just went right through it. He loves the ones that are whitish or nudish looking with the flecks in them. That's what we fish with a lot on the other coast. And he just went right to it. And today out here in Jacksonville, you know, he just killed it. But you know, problem with Jacksonville and why we like going over to, I know you said that, you know, Jacksonville seems like a really cool place to fish, and it is. Problem is that there's so much water to cover that we get frustrated sometimes. I mean, we've lived here 14 years, and we get on them, and then we're off of them. And then we get on them, and then we're off of them. So, but our next big feat is going to try kayaking.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to the Keys in June. We're going to take a little, you know, 24-year honeymoon. And we got a neat place over there, so we're excited. We're going to fish with Dave McLeod's coming down, and he's going to take us tarpon fishing. But we're going to learn to kayak because they come with the house. So she's got two kayaks that are all rigged up. We're going to go out there and try. I'll take the GoPro and promise to give you some laughs.
Very cool. That'll be good. That'll be awesome. It's cool. Well, I can promise you this, you'll fall in love with it. I mean, everybody who tries it loves it. And in fact, today at the shop over at Kayaks I Go, I had a couple come in that rented some kayaks the other day, and their words, not mine, they said they have been bitten by the bug. And I said, welcome to the obsession, because once you sit in a little plastic boat and you go through your first little sleigh ride, it's pretty much over with.
You know, I think the thing, and we were talking about it with a lot of kayakers when we at the Jax Classic, and the question that I had for all the women that were coming up, which, by the way, I sold a ton of product, and I was so, so glad, and everyone supported me, but in turn protected themselves, so I was so, so, you know, beyond stoked that everybody was so receptive to my product. But the question that I had for everybody, it was most of the women, obviously not you guys, I said, how do you go potty? And so they all filled me in. So now I got it, and I'm good, and I know what to do. Melita told me, you know, Jess told me, a lot of people told me, so I got it all down. Answers are, questions are answered.
There you go. That's pretty funny.
No, I mean, seriously, I mean, I'm spoiled because, you know, obviously our flats, but we've got a Beavertail Vengeance. We get really, really skinny. So I'm spoiled. I have things to hold on to. I have a different, you know, for a woman, it's different, obviously, than for a guy. So for,
gotcha.
that was a question.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's funny is...
I just thought to myself, how?
Yeah, one of our good friends, Vicky Saley, actually put on a kayak fishing clinic called Fish Like a Girl, and one of the items that she brought with her was her, like, porta-potty, if you want to go there, that she uses while she's out there in her kayak if she needs to go. So, you know, yeah, absolutely. Us guys are kind of lucky that way.
You are lucky that way. It would be the one time when I would wish that, you know, things were different. But for me,
yeah.
I don't care. I mean, I would just jump in the water. But my question was, it's like, I watch a lot of videos, and I'm just astounded that you guys, I mean, to me, I have such a different perception after talking to everybody at the Jax Classic. I mean, I believe that the way, the kind of anglers you guys are and the exertion that you put out, it far surpasses what we do as anglers. Yes, we fish hard. Yes, you know, we run hard and all that stuff. But you guys, physically, you do so much more than we do. And I don't think people who aren't in a kayaker, you know, it was just such a misconception. And then I watched all you guys when you came in, dog tired, you know, went out there in those conditions, which I can say, you know, certainly we've done that many, many times ourselves. And actually the last two tournaments have been pretty brutal, 25-mile-an-hour winds and stuff. And we make a long run on the other coast. And there's a lot of guys that actually turned around. But it just amazes me because I've seen videos of y'all like offshore, you know, catching tarpon. And to me, I'm just like, really? I mean, it's just amazing. I have a great appreciation for what y'all do.
Well, thank you very much for saying that.
Cool.
As being a boat angler, that doesn't come around very often, so we definitely appreciate it. But the cool thing about kayaks, truly, and some of the guys here in the chat room have made this perfectly clear, is your limitations in kayak fishing will only go as far as how crazy you are. So if you're a little bit out of your mind, you can do just about anything you want out of a kayak. Granted, you know, if you live on the Hawaiian coast, it's much easier to catch tunas and stuff out of it, marlin, that kind of thing, as far as getting to them. But the guys going down to South Florida, you know, and getting out into the Gulf Stream and crushing it, those guys are awesome. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. And it's, yeah, there you go, boondoggle. That's another reason why this whole community has grown so big and it's gotten so tight is things like the Jacksonville Classic, Jacksonville Classic, the boondoggle, a bunch of those types of activities where, you know, we get these massive amounts of anglers together, and there's a good camaraderie there. It's not like, as I've been to big boat tournaments, I've been to inshore boat tournaments, and sometimes you have that rivalry while you're there, and people aren't quite as friendly or as passive as we are when it comes down to it, because at the end of the day, we can't really take ourselves too seriously. Like, come on, really? We're sitting around
right.
A couple of, like, you know, we're all in little stupid little plastic boats doing what we love to do. But at the same time, it's just a lot of fun. So with that being said, of course, the boondoggle, as everyone keeps referring to it in different terms and fashions there in the chat room, we'd love to have you guys come out to the boondoggle and actually experience an entire weekend with us and see what this industry is really all about.
and we so wanted to come to the boondoggle. Obviously, you know, I had a couple of my pro staff, you know, running a little booth with the Tail and Toes, which again had a tremendous reception. And but unfortunately, you know, our tournament schedule is so. You know, as much as you guys, if not more.
Right.
I mean, so we're constantly traveling, and it seems to hit on the same weekend. That was the problem with the boondoggle. We were out of town on the other coast, and we're running up for my husband and I for Team of the Year, and that's pretty good. We're fishing against a lot of IFA guys and a lot of big dogs, and we're pretty proud of ourselves right now. We'll see. Next one's out of Homosassa, so I don't know. We'll see. But we're definitely pulling our weight. But, yeah, I mean, a conflict, so, you know, of dates, and that's the part that's tough. But we do want to be a part of it, and we did see the camaraderie when we were there, and, you know, my husband and I are all about camaraderie, you know, I mean, we're not the cliquey kind of people, so it was really, really cool to see everybody come together, and especially at the auction when people were winning things and all that stuff, and we didn't win anything, but bought a lot of tickets. I wanted to try it. I went for that Malibu, and it wasn't going to happen. but it was neat, and you guys are cool, and just like a brotherhood, brother and sisterhood or something. And I will say, over on the other coast, we do have that in the people that we fished against over on that coast for years. But it's because we fished against them for years. And it's just a small, you know, group of people. We fish over there, the Elite Redfish Challenge, which is a new tournament series that has come up this year. It was similar to the BBRC, which, again, we got third place team of the year a couple of years ago, and then we took a year off from that and concentrated over here. I lost my mom, and then I started my company. So, you know, just kind of jam-packed and stayed in Jacksonville. But we do want to make it to you guys' events. And I will tell you, the coolest thing about Tail and Toes and what's happened to me with Tail and Toes is that not only has everyone, you know, in the United States, not everyone, but, you know, a lot of the kayak community embraced Tail and Toes. It's Tail and Toes are in Australia, you know. And I communicate with a lot of people in Australia. Tail and Toes are in Canada. And all those guys are kayakers. It's really, really neat. Cool. Neat people. Yeah, I mean, I'm very honored. So, I mean, I appreciate everything that everybody does for me. And I told you I would call in if I knew how to, and I figured it out. You said, chat to you. I don't know how to do that. I'm 47 years old. I'm learning. And whatever app y'all put in my phone, I went to, and it's gone. So I guess Vince took it off, or somebody took it off. Somebody took it off somewhere sometime. But I tried and tried, and then Dave Harper got on, you know, Gator Dave, and he's like, Manny, go in and sign in. I was like, it's not working. It's on your page. You'll see. And so I just said, well, heck, I gotta just call them. So anyway, I don't want to take any more of your time, but I wanted to let you know I was listening. I do think you're awesome. I think all you guys are awesome, and just proud to be, you know, part of anything that I can with kayakers, and hopefully sometime I'll be out there, and because I'm a good angler, I'll get some stability and be able maybe to kick your butt one day. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we may have
to help you out.
Manny, thank you. I appreciate the donation and support for the tournament. So if you want to just hook up with Pepe and, you know, work something out, and that'd be great. I really appreciate that. I'll make sure
I'll do that. You got it.
Yep. All right. I'll get
and
that
anytime,
on
anytime you guys need anything, really, anytime you guys ever need anything or you have an event or anything, please contact me. You know, you can always, you can call, you can message me through Facebook, whatever it is that you need. I'm a big supporter.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
Excellent. All right, you guys.
Hold on. Plug yourself real quick. Plug your website. Plug, you know, how we can get in touch with you. You got a Facebook page, all that kind of stuff.
I do. I have, if you look up Tail and Toads, it's T-A-I-L-I-N, and then Toads, T-O-A-D-S, on Facebook. You can find it pretty easily. Personally, I'm under Manny, M-A-N-N-Y, Aldrich, A-L-B-R-I-C-H, Altman, A-L-T-M-A-N. And my website is www.tailandtoads.com. And anyway, and you can feel free to message me anytime on Facebook if you have any questions or anything. You know, if there any tournaments, you know, I'll be happy to donate product and you know, like I always say, you know, protecting one angler at a time, not get the skin cancer crap. That's what I'm all about.
There.
Yeah.
I get Christmas cards from my dermatologist.
Yeah, my dermatologist doesn't like me very much either. So that's why I've come up with this stuff. And, you know, kind of a cool, different kind of your own personality. You can pick and choose kind of a deal. And I'm always open to opinions. I don't know about the banana thing, but maybe we'll talk.
That'd be sweet. I know Pepe would really like a Mexican flag shield.
Oh, Lord. I think Paul Rivera might, too. I don't know. Oh, no.
Excellent.
Paul's going to give you
Manny,
for that one.
Manny, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah,
all right, guys. Y'all take
Manny,
it easy.
Appreciate it. You
all
too.
Right,
good
take
night.
It easy. All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Man.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. How about that? Surprise guest is calling in.
All right. Yeah, no kidding. Good deal.
Good stuff. Well, folks, we're at the 9:15 mark, and I see some folks are starting to drop out of the chat room there. If you don't know, we do have an app that is available for both iPhone and your Google products, your Droids and that kind of thing. It is a free app. If you go to your app store, type in Kayak Fishing Radio, it'll pop up. You can download it for free. You can listen to the shows live on the app. They are, I mean, it's live-ish. There's a delay, but and then also too, you can listen to all of the archive shows. So if you missed the show, you can go back and listen to it. But other than that, let's see, Alan, what do you got going on, man? I know we were talking about trying to fish maybe this week at some point.
Yeah, definitely. I gotta, you know, back to work tomorrow, but. Saturday, weather permitting or not. I mean, you know, the last couple of tournaments we fished, we've gotten used to the 25, 30 mile an hour winds. So I might even go if it's windy. What the heck? But be good to get back on the home water. So I'm gonna shoot for Saturday. We'll see.
There you go. And I don't know. I'll see what's going on this week. I think I might try and sneak out if I can get somebody to watch the kids. I might sneak out Wednesday or Thursday, do a little fishing. Wednesday or Thursday, that is, with my friends from England, because they're only in town for another week or two, and then I probably won't see them for a while, but we'll see, maybe Saturday, I can grab my wife's feet or something and get a kitchen pass for a couple hours in the morning. I don't know, we'll see, just sitting on the couch with a look on her face like, I'll cut you if you do, but...
just don't ask for Sunday.
Yeah, definitely not going to do that. But let's see what else. That's pretty much it. Everybody in the chat room there, man, definitely appreciate you guys listening in. Judd, appreciate the hospitality up there, brother, along with Chris Dempsey and Daleen letting us crash there at their house. It was a lot of fun. Alan, appreciate you being the chauffeur, if you will, for the weekend, driving around that sweet truck of your brother's. I think it was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you had to give it back.
It's gone.
And then to all my sponsors, I always appreciate all your continued support. Eagle Nest Outfitters and Hobie, Walker Coolers, Slayer Inc., Bending Branches Paddles, Tackle Webs, YakAngler.com, Kayaks by Bo. There you go, Ego Nets. Almost forgot them too, Ego Nets. So thank you very much. For all the great support you guys give me. Alan, you got anybody you want to plug real quick?
Yeah, Jackson Kayaks, Bending Branches Paddles, Red Zone Apparel, Temple Fork Outfitters Rods, new one, and Kayaks by Bo, of course. And I think that's it.
Excellent. Do me a favor, guys. Shop local. Spend your money in your local stores. Your local shop owners can use it. Try and stay out of the big box stores. We're not all about that. And then also, too, if you're in the market for a custom rod, check out Lenny Sutton from Black Dog Custom Rods. The guy builds an incredible rod. It's not Pepe proof, but he builds an incredible rod nonetheless. And I can speak from experience. They definitely do work on fish. So give me a shout if you have any questions. Find me on Facebook, Redfish Chuck, or just Charles Levi Jr. You'll find me on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter if you'd like at Redfish Chuck. And there you go. With that being said, we are done. And tune in to tomorrow night. You got the Lozier Show, the Double L Show, 8 o'clock, same time. And then Wednesday night, you got the Low Sodium Show with Mr. Mark Wheeler. And Thursday night, you have the Godfather himself, Mr. Chip Gibson, with the round table discussion. So it should be a good event. Take it easy. Take a kid fishing. Enjoy life. It is a short one. Take it easy. God bless.